War and Peace in the Garden, this time on Culture File. Ronan O'Snoddy of Irish fusion band Keela has recently been touring and recording with filmmaker and ambient musician Miles O'Reilly. One gambit of their stage show has been to make space for something a bit off the beaten track. After a gestation that has been epic in itself, O'Snoddy, a former gardener, has been bringing to the stage When Peace Broke Out in the Garden, an extended allegory of competition and cohabitation played out in a wild Irish field. Ronan O'Snoddy spoke to Culturefile about the long road to peace in the garden.
Once upon a time, there was a field. And in this field, there was a valley. And in the valley, there was a garden. And in the garden, there was a war.
I think it's about 15 years ago, I started on a poem called The Garden Wars. See, I have been a gardener for a long time. I worked as a gardener, and maybe that made me aware of the plants. I suppose when I was a kid, I used to work down on the allotments with my mother. So I was just copying whatever she said to do. And then with that kind of learning, after a couple of years, you know what to do and you know which plants come out and which go in. And then in my late 20s, I started, I got a job with Jerry Lehan working as a gardener. I mean, I did a little bit in my early 20s, but then, you know, it turned into work. Like I could go out, spend a day in a garden. And that's like a garden landscaper. You're doing particular things for different houses. But after a few years of that, you end up knowing what you're at just by hand, as opposed to looking things up.
The bracken and the gorse were the main source of the irreversible rage that roused or rotted or rabble in this unfortunate scratch of earth. And it went on and on and on in a spiral for far too long for either one to be able to win.
I like the gorse and I like its tenacity. I like how daring it is and I like how it keeps sending out shoots and growing them. It's an interesting plant that came over with the Normans as a horse feed about 1,000 years ago. And then I like the rushes. I like all the basic plants. I like hedgerow plants. I like how they survive, or nettles, thistles, briar, even briar. I mean, I kind of can't stand it, but I have to admire it. And I love plants like the blackthorn. And I like the way they send out their thorns first as a defense against, I suppose, foxes or horses eating them. But then they grow these beautiful, soft blossoms.
How come you decided that this was an epic poem, or did it start out as an epic poem rather than a song?
Sometimes a song can maybe abbreviate a deep conflict, and only poetry can resolve it. It's just a little more, it gives a bit more leeway. I wrote this poem, The Garden Wars, and I suppose I left it thinking I was really clever and I'd made an allegory and left it in the past. But then I suppose I'm not 20 or 30 or even 40 anymore. So I thought maybe that's a bit of an oversight, leaving a thing like that unresolved, do you know? So then I set about resolving it, because I thought, like, if a truck hit me tomorrow, I'd hate for that war poem to get left behind, where the bracken and the gorse are, you know, getting the nettle and the dock and all to fight each other. And it was just left in this fighty form. So I created the When Peace Broke Out in the Garden, I explored. Imagine if they all made peace, you know. I thought about the north of Ireland. I remember as a kid, that was a really active source of irritation, anger, embarrassment. As we grew up, that was a really big deal. And I thought, but now they've actually come and made peace. And that's all been on our watch as we've grown up, that the impossible became possible. And that, to me, is a huge thing. And then I look around the world, and I see people running the same cycle, because I imagine things in patterns and people just follow a pattern and they'll end up at wherever the pattern dictates. And when there's a conflict and two people or two sources go for against each other, well, the pattern's pretty obvious where it's going to go. But everyone in conflict forgets that there's a possibility of peace at the other end of the pattern, because it's pretty involved. So I wanted to write, and once I started writing, it just got bigger and bigger and bigger, and it took me a long time, because I think peace is more complicated than war. So that's why it became this epic poem.
And the nettle, We'll have questions to answer if the peace talks are to hold, like his behaviour in around the rushes and how his being there was all for their own protection. It just mightn't wash anymore. He's been trading in pain for far too long and everyone's just too sore.
Tell us about the first time you brought it in front of an audience then on this tour. Tell us about what that night or what that occasion.
I had to read it. I didn't have it off by heart. That took another 6 to 7 months or I don't know how many months it took. The first time I would have read it out, maybe I read it in Whelan's. It was kind of a shock to everyone because usually I'm playing music. I make sure to keep rhythm and swing and everything. But, you know, there's something about poetry where you just stop everything. Eventually, I got better at bringing it in. I could tell when an audience attention, maybe they were all right in their seats or whichever. So sometimes I omitted it and thought, no, don't read a poem because it stops the air a bit. There's something about gigging that keeps everything light because you're swinging or you're uplifting everything.
An iris has appeared at the other end of the field, indicating some activity from a deeper water source. And the garlic resurfaced in around the back of the bracken like a brass band honking their horns. They knew that this coming summer would go down in history.
As you said, this is a cycle repeating all over the world, but when you were performing it this year, it felt like you were addressing what was going on in Palestine.
The poetry really helps me, and it helps me to address something in a backhanded way because I don't want to address something in a frontal way because it can lead into clichés or slogans or it's kind of hard to... I suppose that's why I wrote such a long poem because it's really hard to hit whatever nail I'm trying to hit without hitting all the other nails.
Ronan O'Snoddy there on When Peace Broke Out in the Garden. And if you'd like to hear the complete work, we'll be playing it in its entirety on the Culture File Weekly, coming up on Saturday, 6:30 p.m. here on RTE Lyric FM.